Selector Dub Narcotic, hotter and hotter, broader and broader, lauded and honored. Selector Dub Narcotic, tonic. Narcotic, getting hotter and hotter, hotter and hotter, hotter than hot. Don't hold back, baby, give me all that you got. When Selector Dub Narcotic starts to bounce, Catnip the cat packs his bag and leaves the house. Taste test grape, taste test cherry, your tasty lip.
Calling Dr. Bombay, calling Dr. Bombay.
Selector Dub Narcotic, hotter than hot. Electric acid Kool-Aid, micro dot. Selector Dub Narcotic, getting hotter and hotter, hotter and hotter, hotter than hot. Bring it on, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Hotter than hot.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 432. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Selector Dub Narcotic. The song is called Hotter Than Hot, and it's on the album This Party Is Just Getting Started that came out on K Records, of course, on September 16th of 2016. Not sure how I missed that, but I caught Calvin Johnson and Selector Dub Narcotic about a week ago and picked up that album, and I'm so glad I did. Now, my house is an indie disco. I've got a weird assortment of music for you this week, and some of it's my fault, so I take full blame. This is Club 8. The song is called Silence.
Thank you.
One Sin, telling us what it's like to be a millennial, I guess. That song is called Immature, and it's on the album We Wilt, We Bloom, which came out January of this year on Salinas Records. I think it may have come out late last year on Special the Subject over in the UK, where that band is from. I think they're from Pity Me Durham. Before that, we heard from the BVs. The song was Be Enough, and it's on the EP Interpunction, which comes out next week, February 8th, on Klein Untergrund Schallplatten. How's my German? Bad? Okay. That band may be from Germany, maybe from Falmouth in England where they formed, or I think they may actually be both. It's a duo. And then we started that set off with Club 8 with the song Silence. That's on the band's new album, Golden Island, came out last week, January 26th, on Labrador Records. That band from Sweden, they've been around for a very, very long time. Started off very twee and wonderful, and then got kind of poppy and shiny and dance floor, and then now there's something else entirely. And I'm not sure I enjoy that something else entirely, to be honest. And that's my fault. I mean, in the age of, you know, everything streaming online, I could have listened to that on Spotify first, but I just went out and bought it. And, well, I'm not happy about that, but, you know, they're just never going to be that little anorex sort of twee indie pop band I once loved. But sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And that's how the podcast works. It's simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I need to speed things up a little bit here. Let's go to a Kansas City band. This is Listener with the song Add Blue.
We'll be right back. Train of thought, my head derailed before I could even walk. A fight I never knew I fought. A fight I never knew I fought. Broadcast the crawl. Reflective monologue in a situation that doesn't help you. Raw perspective of the story how one became. Collapsing at the sound of each and every move. I still miss you. You place your hand on the glass, trying to get through. A mirror is only a mirror if you looked into my diaphragm. Collapsing at the sound of each and every move.
I told you it was going to get louder. That is Tiny Moving Parts from Vinson, Minnesota, middle of nowhere. The song is called Feel Alive, and it's on the band's new album, Swell, which came out last week on Triple Crown Records. I'm not the biggest emo revival guy, but man, that is a good album. Sorry, Kate. And then before that, we heard from Listener with the song Add Blue. That's from the album Being Empty, Being Filled, which came out today, February 2nd. I think that's on their, I think they self-released that, or maybe in the Europe it's out on Sounds of Subterranea. I think that's what I've heard. They are a Kansas City band that I have never heard of that is evidently very popular based on their social media follows, and they're constantly touring Europe and nobody in town has ever heard of them. How is that possible? Anyway, I like that album quite a bit. It's definitely going to, fill that void that, I don't know, Hold Steady or even especially Single Mothers, but I'm a fan of that album too. So maybe a couple of guilty pleasures there. Maybe that's how this all works. Anyway, we should wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 432. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a couple of things coming up that are interesting. Tonight, you're going to find the Architects with Hipshot Killer at the Brick. On the 5th, Diet Sig is playing with Spook School at White Schoolhouse. On the 9th, Pedro the Lion at the Record Bar. On the 11th, Max Sabbath is happening at Knuckleheads. On the 13th, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Truman. The 23rd, Red Kate is at Davies. And then I'm also looking into March a little bit. Red Kate the 3rd at Mills. Tiny Moving Parts is happening the 4th at the Bottleneck. Same night as Watane at the Riot Room. So decide if you're emo or black metal that night. And then looking out to the 6th, Bully is playing at the Record Bar. On the website, a few things have popped up since we last talked. I did get those photos and video up of the Lillington's Company Retreat Racketeers Red Kate show, and photos and videos and some written thoughts there on that Selector Dub Narcotic show that happened as well. By the time you read this, there'll probably be photos of a Bell game and Spirit is a Spirit and Jake Wells show as well. And that's kind of where we're going to end things here today. I've got a track by Belgame. The song is called Bring Me, and it's on the band's album Fear Nothing that came out last fall on Arts and Crafts Records. The band just toured through, and I enjoyed their set at Record Bar. I'm not sure they're a band that really meant much to me on album, but I really enjoyed the set. They were good people, good songs. So then I bought the album, and well, like Club 8 earlier, probably not my thing, but they were a good live experience. So we live, we learn. This is Belgame with the song Bring Me. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.